AP News. I'm Ed Donahue in Philadelphia.
This is, without a doubt, one of the most tragic days in our city's history.
That is Mayor Jim Kenney. A fire in a three-story row house killed 13 people, seven of them children. Adam Thiel is Philadelphia's fire chief.
Punch you in the gut. Children. People in the community. This is tragic. I'm just, what to say. So sad.
Crews found flames coming from the second floor windows in Philadelphia. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the Omicron variant is dominant.
Based on CDC genomic sequencing, we now estimate that Omicron represents about 95% of cases in the country, and Delta represents the remaining 5% of the cases.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says Omicron seems to be less severe, but sheer case numbers can be overwhelming. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis says there are no mandates in his state.
We are not letting anybody impose restrictions or mandates on the people of Florida. That is totally off the table. That is not going to stand. You can make decisions for yourself and your family that you see fit.
Hong Kong authorities announced a two-week ban on flights from the United States and seven other countries and are holding more than 2,000 passengers on a cruise ship for coronavirus testing as the city attempts to stem an emerging Omicron outbreak. The two-week ban on passenger flights from Australia, Britain, Canada, France, India, Pakistan, the Philippines, and the U.S. will take effect Sunday. A year after thousands of pro-Trump rioters stormed the Capitol, hundreds of people who assaulted officers and committed other crimes still haven't been caught. The investigation into last January's insurrection has been a massive undertaking for federal law enforcement officials. More than 700 people have been charged with federal crimes stemming from the riot. This is AP News. Virtual reality and cars are the new products from Sony at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. PlayStation VR is introducing a new generation of VR games.
For gamers, that means experiences that can evoke a whole range of emotions.
Jim Ryan with Sony Interactive introduced a new headset. Tom Holland's upcoming movie, Uncharted, is based on a PlayStation VR game.
As soon as we started, we didn't stop. I remember them trying to drag me out my trailer to come back to set. I was like, no, we're about to complete this mission. Leave me alone.
Sony also introduced an electronic vehicle prototype, the Vision S SUV. This is tech expert Jonathan Robini.
There's a lot of technology involved in these cars, and Sony has the advantage that they have a lot of these sensors and technologies that they have been building for many years for their cameras and everything else.
Sony is serious about electric vehicles, launching a new company in the spring called Sony Mobility. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.